Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here.
Good afternoon or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 81 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I am your host, Lewis Talby Jr. Well, the gifts have all been unwrapped, the trash cans overflowing with empty boxes and wrapping paper. I have a chocolate hangover and the sugar foot. But it was another successful year. Well, almost. I'll share a story of what happened to me on Christmas Eve. Let's go. My kids are all grown up and moved out, I have to find other ways to play Santa. About a week ago, I tried to sneak deliver a little gift to someone's house and thought I was successful. Until that evening, I saw my picture posted on Facebook. These ring cams sure make it tough for Santa nowadays. Well, despite that failed attempt on Christmas Eve, I thought I would be really sneaky and play Santa Claus for my aunt. I got her this little illuminated crystal angel. And I made sure the box had no labeling on it. I wrapped it up and I put a tag on it addressed to her from Santa. And then around midnight on Christmas Eve, I headed out to make my delivery. Now before I left, my wife told me not to go. In fact, she insisted several times that I not go and told me I was probably going to get shot. My son-in-law said, "I have a really bad feeling about this and you probably shouldn't go." Well, bah humbug, Santa never was afraid to go out, and I was determined to do this. So I rolled out in my Chevy sleigh, and I drove to their house. As I pulled into the neighborhood, I noticed that every light in their house appeared to be on. I knew it was going to be a risky delivery, so I drove by a couple times to survey the situation. Knowing they likely had cameras on the front of the house, I thought it would be best to approach from the side. So I park my sleigh down the street and I come up through the side yard to the corner of their house. I still had to cross the driveway and I thought the best way to do that is stay as close as I could to the garage door so the camera couldn't detect me. So with my back against the door, I slowly started sidestepping past it. I got about halfway and the driveway light came on. Figuring it was probably just a motion light, I just paused for a minute. But then, to my surprise, the dang garage door started to open. I shot toward the corner of the house, but then I heard this vicious dog climbing out from under the garage door, barking and growling and snarling. Now, I never looked back to see the dog, but in my mind, it was Cujo. So I took off running as fast as I've ever ran in my life, trying not to drop my crystal angel. With every step, I could feel this dog just snipping my ankles, and with every breath, I was saying, "Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap." I ran down the street, I jumped in my sleigh, and I got the heck out of there. I drove a couple miles up the street and pulled into a gas station to park until my heart rate came down and I could breathe again. My wife texted and asked how it was going. Now, in my mind, I was thinking she and my son-in-law were 100% right, but there was no way I was going to tell her that. I told her I had a minor setback and someone had let the dog out, but I was going back for another attempt. I waited about 30 minutes just to let things cool down and also in case they called the police or something. But then I went back. This time I parked a little closer just in case I had to outrun a dog again. I also took a little shorter path to the door and right as I reached the garage door, the light came on again. But this time I heard a recording of a woman's voice saying, "Hello, you are now being recorded." Well, dang it. This was not going well at all. I just set the angel in front of the garage door and took off running to my car. I came home, laid down in bed, and said to my wife, "I think I got busted." The next day, my cousin texted me and asked if I had left a gift for her mom. My immediate thought was, "Yep, they caught me." But then I thought, well, why is she asking? So I tried to play it cool and I just text back, "What?" She replied again, "Did you leave a gift here for my mom last night?" Now at this point, I knew she probably had me on camera, but until she said that, there was no way I was going to admit it. So I just text back, "Why would you think that was me, LOL?" She replied, "We think it was you because we have you on camera running across our yard last night." I was busted. I just wrote back, "I'm sorry." I really suck at this, and I told her the story. She and her husband and my aunt and their whole family got a really good belly laugh out of the whole situation. I'm a little sore and a little traumatized, but all in all, I guess it was successful, since I did manage to bring some joy to their Christmas. Certainly not the way I intended to, but that was the ultimate goal. Well, friends, despite my failed Santa attempt, it was another wonderful Christmas. I was able to spend time with all my family and friends, eat way too much food, and sit around the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve with my kids and my grandson and exchange gifts. There is no greater feeling on this earth than sharing love and laughter with loved ones. But you know, we can make every day Christmas if we just show a little love and kindness to each other every day. I have heard it said that Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, Jesus is the reason for every season. So as we put a bow on this Christmas and start packing away all those Christmas lights, remember to not pack away one light, the one that Jesus told us to never hide. And that is the light of our hearts. Let's continue to share that light with each other throughout the year. And until next year, this Santa is retiring. And that will conclude another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at the very least found it entertaining. I hope you all found everything you wanted under that Christmas tree. But more importantly, I hope you found love, joy, and laughter all around it. Thank you so much for listening.